Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, September 13th, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up just under 0.5% just after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Bonds are mixed, the dollar is firmer, oil is up, gold is down slightly. Industrial metals are mixed, with aluminum outperforming on bullish comments from Goldman Sachs. Overnight, Asian markets are again lower following further regulation news in China. Europe has opened modestly higher. Market influence said to be coming from investor refocus on Delta variant impact on economic outlook and the gradual central bank tilt towards tapering of emergency policy. Recent hawkish remarks from the Fed's Mester and Hawker fit in with the tapering by year-end timeline. Some attention on renewed inflation concerns after Friday's hotter-than-expected U.S. PPI reading, with focus turning towards Tuesday's U.S. CPI reading. In Asia, another barrage of China regulatory headlines, with the Financial Times reporting Beijing is eyeing a further breakup of Ant Group's Alipay. Separately, China's Ministry of Industry ordered internet platforms to stop blocking rivals' links and services on their platforms, warning it will take measures against those that fail to do so. The ministry also took aim at the electric vehicle industry and said there were too many EV firms in China and that consolidation is needed. On the geopolitical front, there was also some news on U.S.-China trade tensions, following reports the Biden administration is weighing a new probe into Chinese subsidies as part of efforts to pressure Beijing on trade. Quiet on the data front, Japan August CGPI came in below consensus. In the U.S. today, the August Treasury budget. On the M&A front, Kansas City Southern announced it has received a revised proposal from Canadian Pacific that the board determined to be a superior proposal. Kansas City Southern has notified Canadian National that it intends to terminate its merger agreement with Canadian National and to enter into the definitive agreement with Canadian Pacific. Also in M&A in Europe, KKR and affiliates reached an agreement with Ocean Yield ASA to launch a recommended voluntary cash tender offer, valuing the company at 7.2 billion Norwegian krona. Also in Europe, Hellman & Friedman increased its offer for Zooplus to €460 a share in cash versus a prior proposal at €390 a share. In market movers, Soho China fell more than 30% in Hong Kong after it was announced on Friday that a potential deal with Blackstone fell through. And France's Valneva was down more than 40% after announcing it has received a termination notice from the United Kingdom government in relation to Valneva's supply agreement for its COVID-19 vaccine candidate. On the earnings front today in North America, Oracle is due to report post-close. Asian equities were mostly lower on Monday. Japan and Australia markets both finished slightly higher in cautious trading. Hong Kong leading the rest of the region lower after the latest regulatory moves. Mainland China stocks fared a little better. Korea and Taiwan were both lower. On the trade front, the Wall Street Journal reported the Biden administration is weighing a new investigation into Chinese subsidies and their damage to the U.S. economy in an effort to pressure Beijing on trade and to push forward talks for the Phase 2 trade deal. The article said officials are considering launching a S-301 investigation, which could lead to new tariffs if China does not change its practices. European equity markets are higher early in their Monday session. In German political news, the second televised election debate was held on Sunday, and Social Democrat leader Scholz was once again seen as the winner. However, most political analysts still think the likely outcome from the election is a three-way coalition with the SPD, the Greens, and the pro-business FDP. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Monday, September 13th, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.